USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden has released his $1.5 trillion budget request. It mainly focuses on education, health care, housing, and environmental protection. He's now asking Republicans to listen to what he's offering before they automatically say no to him.
We're going to work on see if we get some bipartisan support across the board here, but that's what we're about to do now. We're going to talk about our economic priorities and we get the brief from the team.
Senate Republicans say it doesn't include enough funding for defense. A group of them have issued a statement saying talk is cheap, but defending our country is not. A presidential commission will spend the next 6 months looking at the future of the Supreme Court. The commission will consider many things about the Supreme Court, including expanding the number of justices and possibly having term limits for them. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Choosing a health care program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty Health Share. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian health care sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
President Biden submitted his first budget request to Congress, in which he's proposing a 16% increase in domestic spending and asking for less defense spending than former President Trump did. In a 58-page, $1.5 trillion budget request for 2022, more money would go toward domestic programs to reduce poverty, strengthen environmental protection, and aid in public education. People are asking if former President Trump is planning to run for president again in 2024. A former staffer says maybe, as we hear from USA Radio's Lance Pry.
Mark Meadows, former chief of staff at the end of the Trump administration, said that the former president is better than 50-50 to run again for president. Meadows said this week, "I'm feeling great about President Trump's willingness to serve once again in the Oval Office." End quote. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The husband of Her Majesty the Queen, Prince Philip, has passed away, according to an announcement by Buckingham Palace. He was 99. The Duke of Edinburgh died after spending weeks in London hospitals and undergoing an unspecified heart procedure on March 4th for a pre-existing condition. In a statement, Buckingham Palace said, "It is with deep sorrow that Her Majesty the Queen announces the death of her beloved husband, His Royal Highness Prince Philip." Prime Minister Boris Johnson said he was the longest-serving consort in history and one of the last surviving people in this country to have served in the Second World War. In a statement, President Biden said, "On behalf of all the people of the United States, we send our deepest condolences to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, the entire royal family, and all of the people of the United Kingdom." He was born to Prince Andrew of Greece and Denmark and Princess Alice of Battenberg. He was in line for the thrones of both countries. Both Philip and his wife, Queen Elizabeth, are cousins, as they are both the grandchildren of Queen Victoria. Elizabeth ascended to the throne and Philip became her consort in 1952 when George VI died. The Queen is now the longest-serving monarch in English history. Philip will not have a state funeral and he will not lie in state. He will lie at rest in Windsor Castle ahead of the funeral at St. George's Chapel. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.